Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, let's bring him in. Jim Moore from 710 ESPN in Seattle. The Mariners come a-calling, and you got the series opening up tonight in Milwaukee. How you doing, Jim? What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give me the lowdown on this Mariners team right now. They are to say they're struggling would be putting it mildly, 15 and a half games back. Then again, they're playing in the same division with Houston because Houston has just kind of run away with things with 49 wins in the season. But give me the state of the Mariners franchise.
Well, it's been a rough year, and it was to be expected because the general manager, Jerry DePoto, told everyone it was going to be a step-back season. They won 90 games last year, but they didn't quite make it to the playoffs for – I think it's been 17 years in a row now, and they felt like they needed to rebuild and start over, so to speak. So they unloaded some of their stars. Cano went to the Mets, and then Segura and the Phillies. Nelson Cruz, his contract was out. They ended up signing with the Twins, and so they've gone with younger guys and the veterans they still have. They're trying to unload, and they unloaded Jay Bruce earlier this year and Encarnacion to the Yankees couple weeks ago, and it's just even though it's been a step back season, it's been tough for Mariner fans because the quality of baseball has not been good. They lead Major League Baseball in strikeouts, and they're a runaway leader in errors too.
Our guy Domingo Santana gets traded there, and even though he does have, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's got 100 strikeouts already, but still an average of, what, 280-something? I was looking at his OPS the other day. He's hitting a few dingers. I mean, are you happy with what you got back in the trade with Domingo?
Yeah, I think so for the most part, especially since they moved him from left field to right field, because when he was in left field, he was pretty much a circus out there. And, you know, I was looking at his stats from right field when he played with the Brewers and then also the Astros, and he was much better in right field than he was in left. He committed 9 errors out there, which is pretty tough to do when it was only a third of the way through the season. But 20 games ago, they shifted him over to right field. Mitch Haniger suffered an injury, a ruptured testicle, of all things.
Aww, and so he's, just makes you feel
yeah,
for him.
It was just bizarre. He fouled off a pitch, and yeah, that's where the pitch went. And so he's out until after the All-Star break. And they put Santana over in right field, and he hasn't committed an error in 20 games. And he's been good at the plate. You're right about the strikeouts, but the power numbers are there. And you guys all saw the opposite field power that he has. And so I think he's probably, you know, the guy that's going to represent the Mariners at the All-Star game at this point.
So, well, which is good news. I mean, I was hoping he would do well. I mean, he was a guy that you kind of hated to give up, but you knew what you needed. So, and he found greener pastures, and he was out of options. They value options here in Milwaukee. So let me ask you this. For a team that gets to 90 wins and decides to tear it all down, how did the fan base meet that mentality, that philosophy now of the team? Did they meet it with a really negative reaction, or did everybody understand?
Well, I think most people understand. There were some mixed feelings, but I'd say, you know, if you had 100 Mariner fans, you'd probably say 80 or 90 were okay with it, and, you know, 10 or 20 would be like, nah, they should have just tweaked it and kept the veterans, and maybe they could have gotten their 92 or 93 wins. But those guys were aging, and I think most people understood what Jerry DePoto was doing. But, you know, what happened is they started the season 13-2. And it's just, when you look at this team, when you see this team this week, you're going to be saying, how in the world could the Seattle Mariners have gone 13-2 with what they're throwing out there? But they were. And so, I was thinking anyway, I thought, well, maybe DePoto just kind of swapped into this. He was, you know, calling one pocket and banked it in another, and somehow they managed to have a better team than they thought they were going to have. But May arrived, and they really struggled in May. I didn't think they would ever win another game for a while. And it's just been... You know, even though they understand what they're going through, as I said earlier, it's just they played even below what you thought they would because of all the errors they make. They're committing an error a game. It's just it's been a little better of late, and the record has improved of late, but I think it's they just came off a 7-game homestand where they did fairly well, but then consider the opposition. It was the Royals and the Orioles.
So I guess the what is the rebuild time for this? Are they looking for 2 years, 3 years? How much do they have in the farm system in which they have to be able to kind of move rapidly through that system? Where is this franchise when it comes to the ability to be competitive again?
Probably 2021 or 2022.
Ooh.
DePoto thinks that they're going to be competitive mid-season next year, but when you look at the rotation and you look at the bullpen and you see, I mean, they've got some arms down. You know, Justice Sheffield is a guy they acquired, and they had high hopes for him in the Paxton deal. He was kind of the plum of the Paxton deal to the Yankees, but he was a Triple-A Tacoma, and they demoted him last week to Double-A Arkansas because he's been struggling with his command. And so, I mean, sometimes you look down there and you go, okay, the farm system's gotten better, but they still seem quite a ways away. You know, they're trying this opener thing, like Tampa Bay started last year. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they're going to try one. I know they got Gonzalez going tonight, so they won't have an opener tonight, but maybe later in the series, and they've had mixed results with that. And part of it is just that they don't have anybody that's, you know, halfway decent in the bullpen right now.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is if there's any pieces to be sold. Sometimes deals are struck when two teams face one another, when there's a team that's selling and a team that's buying, much like the Brewers would probably be. Is there a piece that the Mariners have that would benefit? Because right now the Brewers are looking for pitching. Is there a piece that the Mariners have that may end up benefiting the Brewers should a deal be struck while this team is in town?
Well, probably not. Unless you're like Mike. No, I mean, come on, this team's just not very good. And if I'm a Brewers fan, I'm thinking, man, who do I want on the Seattle Mariners on my team? And you can't, it'd be hard to come up with it. You know, like Encarnacion, they end up getting a single-A guy, a 19-year-old guy that they had as a 17-year-old. And so I suppose Mike Leake would be a guy that you'd look at and go, well, all right, he's an innings eater, and he's an average pitcher at best, and the Mariners are trying to unload him because of his salary and his age. And but again, if I'm following Milwaukee Brewers baseball, I'm not all that excited about getting Mike Leake.
I tell you what, Jim, I appreciate the time. I wish there were more pieces that the Brewers could look at, but it sounds like it's going to be a while. Let me ask you this. I mean, for like you said, they haven't been to the postseason in 17 years. The stadium's not getting any younger. They're looking for 3 to 4 more years. We know that nobody's building anything new in Seattle. What is it right now? Just soccer and the Seahawks? Is that what they're kind of going on right now?
Well, we're dying on sports talk radio here, I can tell you that much. It's a Seahawks town right now. I mean, everybody's into the Seahawks. You know, ever since Russell Wilson got to town, everybody's fired up about what's going on with them. But training camp doesn't start until July 25th, and so we're trying to hang in there with the Mariners. But there's the Sounders, the soccer team's here, but that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Trying to lose your picture. Hey, it's beautiful in Seattle in the summertime, though.
Yeah. No. Hey, go for the weather during the summer. No doubt about it. Beyond that, go for the weather, the coffee, and some of the music, and you're good to go. Because if you're going to see sports, it's kind of ho hum until you get to the fall. Jim, I appreciate the time, buddy. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Talk to you later. There you go, Jim Moore, 710 ESPN in Seattle with an outlook that just is basically whatever. You know, we're just here. Got to figure things out sports talk wise. The doldrums, that is the summer. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.